to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. Have you gotten up to take the dog out? I hope so. We have a wonderful guest today. Her name is Shannon Bernard, and she has went from computer bits to canine bites. She is the founder and creative designer of Canine Bites. She lives in Eugene, Oregon with her husband and her English Cocker Spaniel. Shannon has earned a degree from the Art Institute of Seattle and then bought a computer business and learned web design. She started making dog and cat collars for over 10 years now. I guess she got tired of the computer stuff, which is good. We're glad to have her here on the Edge with us. She's going to talk to us about being an entrepreneur, her product line, and what's going on there in Oregon. Good morning, Shannon. How are you?
Good morning, April. I'm well. Thank you.
Well, good. Me and the Brains are glad to have you here on the Edge with April Mahoney. I know that this is a relatively new experience for you podcasting, so we want to have a good, relaxed, fun conversation and tell people all the wonderful things that you're doing in the world with regards to pet products and pet supplies. But tell us where it all began. Tell us a little bit about your experience with the Art Institute and then purchasing a computer business.
Yes, I spent 2 years in Seattle, graduated from the Art Institute of Seattle, and was doing graphic design, and then my husband and I bought a computer business. So I did the admin and had customers start asking me about web design, so I kind of morphed into doing web design, which made sense with my graphic design background. And after a few years of doing that, I realized I really missed making things with my hands, too. And so I created my own website where I started offering my homemade items. And I came across a pattern for dog and cat collars made out of fabric. And I thought, well, that would be fun to make. So I added those to the site, and that's what sold. So I redid the whole site so it's just pet-oriented. So I offer the dog and cat collars and leashes, and I also make a line of homemade treats and catnip and fleecy toys and pet blankets. So it's all about pet stuff.
That is wonderful. You know, the pet industry and pet products is a billion-dollar industry. So many people invest so much with regards to clothing and their medical treatment, and they even have doggy spas and doggy pets, canine shelters, but a doggy daycare. So people are they're investing a lot in their pets. I remember my mother telling me once upon a time, she goes, oh, we used to just chain the dog up outside and give them the scraps off the table, and that was that. But now it has morphed into something really, really wonderful. So with your pet product line, I know that you have a variety of collars for cats, dogs. You did mention you have blankets, but you also do themes and you also do custom work. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, I have a lot of different patterns, fabric patterns to choose from, including holiday collars. So I have all the major holidays, and Christmas, Easter, Valentine's, all kinds of different ones. And I actually have clients that will ask me to make special collars for them, and either I find the fabric for them or they send me fabric. So I'm happy to do custom work. And I even have a line of breast cancer awareness collars and autism awareness collars. Those are quite popular, the autism ones. Yes.
That's great to have, too, because, you know, people have really taken advantage of this comfort animal situation. Mm-hmm. I know I was on an airplane, And the lady had the nerve to want to put her German Shepherd next to me. I was like, no, no, we're not doing that. I'm going to sit somewhere else. But, you know, the dog did not have on one of those vests. There was no documentation. And sure, I'm sure that a 100-pound German Shepherd is comforting to you, but it was not comforting to me. So to have these additional collars and indication that, you know, that they're supporting a cause, I think is very, very valuable. Now, this is a home-based business for you, and you are a woman entrepreneur, bravo, that you've been able to transition from, you know, a corporate job or your own personal business and working with computers, and now to a home-based business. So many people have this misconception that being an entrepreneur is easy, and it's not. Oh, I have all this flexibility, and I have all this, and I have, you know, all this spare time. You do have a lot of flexibility, but not a lot of spare time. Tell me, what does that look like for you going into this stage of a business?
Oh, it's certainly true. I do have some flexibility, but not a lot of time, and I do sometimes work late into the night. But I have a business that I love, so
right.
It's not so much work because I love making the product.
And, you know, again, you have to be on the grind. You got to get the business. You got to produce the orders. You got to ship it. You got to pay the bills. You got to find the clients. So it's a lot to being an entrepreneur. Let me jump to something else. How did you become a dog lover? I know when we initially talked, you said that you were more on the kitty side. But how did you turn into a dog lover?
Well, I grew up with a gray kitty named Henry, and I always thought that I was a cat person. And then my husband talked me into going to see a litter of Cocker Spaniel puppies that one of his coworkers had. And I thought, no, I don't want to go see these puppies because we'll come home with one. And I didn't want a dog. Well, we went to see the puppies, and we came home with one. But I'm so glad we did because it basically changed my life. And I am a dog lover for life, and especially a Cocker Spaniel lover. Love my English Cocker Spaniels.
Oh, so you raise it from a puppy? That's wonderful. That's one. Yeah, I know. Mr. Magnificent got all over me. Since we've been married 34 years, I have adopted over 13 dogs. And
wow.
He said, not another dog, but he has no idea that if anything happens to the little one that I have, there's another one coming. I absolutely love dogs. You also have a special calling for people that have animals or dogs that have dog cancer. Can you tell me a little bit about canine cancer and why that's so important to you to be a part of that cause?
Yes, well, I have lost two of my special cockers to cancer, so I understand that the heartbreak that goes, you know, when both this is, you know, the diagnosis and just, you know, going through the treatment. And so it is very near and dear to my heart. And, you know, my big dream someday would be to have a foundation to help pet parents, you know, meet those costs.
Right.
When they're caring for their pets with cancer.
Well, it is. I mean, the cost associated with that and the medication and the treatment and, you know, all of that is just like a human being. And I, you know, have had a dog that was very ill as well. And sometimes we as pet parents have to, unfortunately, make that call of when is it about us or when is it about the quality of life for the pet. Because there's only so much you can do when they're not able, you know, when they're immobile and they're not able to go outside and use the restroom or, you know, just get up and get a meal, you have to feed them. It's hard to make that call. And I know pet parents really love their pets. But, you know, at a certain point, we have to decide, you know, it's about the quality of life and not the quantity of life. Talking about life, tell me what it is like to live there in Oregon with those big old trees. I bet it is beautiful and green
Oregon.
And lush. How did you pick Oregon, or were you born and raised there?
I was born and raised here, except for the 2 years while I was attending the Art Institute of Seattle. I've lived in Oregon my whole life, and yeah, I love the green. I love all the trees. I have a tree right outside my office window here that the squirrels run up and down, which just brings me a lot of joy. I love the wildlife that we have in our neighborhood.
Great. So you also make blankets for the dogs as well. Are you looking to expand your line at all in any other direction? Do you maybe pet beds or clothing, any of that?
Oh, I'm always looking for new things to make, and so yeah, I will continue to expand the line. And
now, currently, you do wholesale mm-hmm. as well as retail. So you're in some boutique shops, correct?
Yes. So I cater to boutiques as well as just one-on-one customers. So yes, I love it when I can sell to the boutiques, and then their customers can see my products too.
Do you have one good piece of advice that you would offer to a pet parent? I know that you are, you know, a strong advocate and a lover of dogs, but sometimes people just don't get it. Do you have a piece of advice that you could offer them?
Well, I just say, remember, you are your pet's world, and they will do anything for you. You know, all you have to do is just take a look in their eyes and see that love. And so I just think it's, you know, it's your job to always love and care and cherish your precious pets.
I think so, too. Are you a strong advocate with regards to spaying and neutering your pet as well?
Oh, I think that's very important, yes, definitely.
Yeah, the pet population is overrun, and there's a lot of people that run these puppy mills. And so people have to be careful about the breeder, where they get the dog, and the kind of conditions that the dog was raised in and born in, and about the line. Do you ever go out and do you ever go out and work with any nonprofit organizations that support animal rescues?
Yes, I will sometimes donate the collar lines that I'm discontinuing, and if I have extra blankets or or the collars, I will donate them to rescues.
Well, that's wonderful. Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to play a little game. We are going to ask you a bunch of random questions about dogs and dog life and see how you would color in those white spaces, okay?
Okay.
Now, if you were a dog, what kind of dog would you be?
Well, I'd have to say I would be a Cocker Spaniel. Cute and friendly and occasionally high-strung, and so I think that kind of... describes me.
They're beautiful too. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
If you could live anywhere in the world outside of Oregon, where would that be?
I really love the Pacific Northwest. Just the green just really calls to me. The nature. I couldn't imagine not having lots of green trees around me, so I think I'd stick in the Pacific Northwest if possible.
You'd stay in the Pacific Northwest. If you were stuck on a stranded island, what would be the three things that you'd have to have?
I have to have my dog. Let's see, what else would I need to have? Scuba mask so that I could go see those beautiful tropical fish, and some sunblock. I'm trying for skin.
Oh, that's cute. That is cute. What is your favorite color and why?
Blue is my favorite color. It's just very soothing to me, and so, yeah, everything's blue.
Everything is blue but your heart. That's wonderful. So I think that is very telling of a person. I like to ask those kind of questions because that gives me an opportunity to look, you know, beyond the surface, that you are a rambunctious, spunky kind of person, that you love nature and you love the Pacific Northwest. Again, you love dogs and you also love the sea. And you don't want to be burned because mm-hmm. you need some sunblock. And the color, and the color blue is your favorite because mm-hmm. it's soothing. And you have been such a wonderful guest, and you have been so soothing. Please tell my brains how to get in contact with you, Shannon Bernard, so that they can purchase your pet products and, you know, go in and also download one of your adult coloring pages. I love those things. How do we find you on the web?
Yes, those free coloring pages are available on my website, which is caninebitesgifts.com. That's spelled K, the number 9, BYTESGIFTS.com. I'm also on Facebook, Canine Bites Pets, and Instagram is just Canine Bites. So I'd love
she
to
has some wonderful stuff.
Connect with you. Yeah.
Really, she has some wonderful stuff, Brain. She was kind enough to send some to my little dog, Jean-Pierre, who's all of 5 pounds. He's got on a beautiful collar, and he has no teeth. His teeth are bad, but her treats were so delicious, he just let it lay on his tongue until it melted away. So before we close, though, I did want to ask you one question because we didn't cover your line of pet treats. Tell my brains a little bit about the pet treats and how you came up with that and what they're made of.
Well, they're made from all human-grade ingredients. You'd find all the ingredients in your own kitchen, I'm sure. And so I make them all from scratch. There's no preservatives in them. They're baked till they're crunchy so that they have a decent shelf life. And they're all good ingredients for your pets.
Let me ask a question. Do pet treats go bad? They do go stale, don't they? I mean, I've never had one, so I don't know.
They can eventually. The ones that I make don't typically go bad because, like I said, I do bake them till they're nice and crunchy, so it's not, you know, the moisture to cause any spoilage. But so they have easily a year shelf life.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. Cause,
but
I mean,
my dog's going to let you keep on to those treats for a whole year. They want them now.
Right. What kind of parent would you be, right? Well, again, thank you so much, Shannon Bernard, for coming here on The Edge and being with me and my brains. I appreciate you. I value you and the work that you do. I honor all women that really kind of convert their home into a business, use that space. So I want to thank you, and please come back to On the Edge with April Mahoney with updated products and information to share with my brains, okay?
Thank you, April. It's been a pleasure.
All right, brains. Check her out. K9 Bites. I love you. Talk to you guys soon. Have a good day. Bye-bye.